time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we're in a vehicle somewhere near Brainerd with new member to KEXE, Jessa Hastings, who became a member during the fundraiser. Jessa, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And thanks for pledging your support to KEXE. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy it. I actually switched over when NPR did their fun drive, but yours is way more fun.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. So you're in the car on the way to work. Did you eat some breakfast before?
I did. I had a bowl of yogurt with granola.
Okay, so what kind of yogurt? Just a plain or?
Oh, yeah, plain, full fat, the cream top, and then some homemade granola.
Well, what's a cream top? What does that mean?
I don't know, but it comes in this jug, and it's got about a quarter inch of this yummy, gooey sort of sweet cream top, and it's the best part of the whole bottle of yogurt.
Oh, so, and is it that way every day? I mean, I'm just concerned. Is it a big jug that...
It's a big jug. It's like, I don't know, 4 cups or so.
So then day two, tomorrow, if you have the very same thing, you'll still have that good stuff on top?
Right, unless, you know, you skim it all off on day one.
No, we don't want to be doing that.
Well, are you someone that would do that?
Occasionally. Yeah. I try to save it.
Okay.
Really?
The yogurt underneath is really good, too.
Okay.
So is this isn't one of those 99% fat-free yogurts or anything like that?
No, full fat, you said, right?
Oh, full fat.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Well, that's the good kind of fat that you need, right?
I guess so.
Let's go with that anyway.
Okay. No, it is.
Yeah, that's right. So it's vanilla? It's just clear?
Nope.
White?
Just plain.
Not even a
flavor. No flavoring, no vanilla, no nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, a little bit of, what was that?
Homemade granola.
Oh, homemade granola.
Now let's talk about this. How do you make your granola?
I just use regular oats, probably like 3 cups of oats, and then whatever else I happen to have around. Like sometimes we have puffed wheat or coconut or wheat germ, nuts, raisins, dates, and mix it with a little bit of honey, maple syrup, and oil, and bake it in the oven.
Huh.
Do you ever burn your homemade granola? Because I've done that before, and it's...
Sometimes. I have to stir it like every 4 or 5 minutes.
I know.
But I've burned it before, yes.
Yeah. How is this batch that you had today?
This batch is good. Yeah, it's the last half of the batch, but it's holding in, doing well.
Okay. So do you and Chris, do you have breakfast together?
Yeah, usually. We have 2 children, so he got up early this morning and took off for a little while, but I ate breakfast with my 2 kids. They had mini wheats, I think.
Oh, okay.
Frosted?
Yeah. Frosted, strawberry frosted.
Wow. Nice. How old are your kids?
4 and 2.
So what was that conversation like?
Can I please watch Bob? That's about what happened.
And so what are they up to today? Where do they go?
Well, they go to daycare at the YMCA in Brainerd, and my husband works in Brainerd, so.
So he brought them today, huh?
Yes.
Like
he does every day.
Oh, that's good. I'd like to go back to the puffed wheat. That threw me a little bit. Puffed wheat, is that just like...
Puffed wheat,
puffed
John.
Wheat.
Like, I think we probably got ours at the co-op. We live really close to the co-op in Brainerd, and it's just like, oh, I don't know. It's there's a cereal that just is puffed wheat. It's like,
It's like the sugar snap pops without all the sugar.
Okay,
in it.
Yeah. Sugar smacks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right.
It's like that, but it's just plain. But then when you coat it with the honey and maple syrup, it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. I really like puffed wheat. I forgot about it though. I may have to pick some up.
Was there a beverage with this, Jessa?
No, I drink my coffee on the way, so I didn't. You know, I'm still working on that.
Okay, so where you head out of Brainerd for your work?
Yes, I work in Aiken.
Okay.
Can you tell us what you do, or is that confidential?
Oh, not really. I'm a physical therapist at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Oh. For physical therapy school, I went to East Carolina University in North Carolina, and I did my undergrad at St. Ben's.
Oh, my gosh. Well, where are you from?
I am from North Dakota.
All right. You've been bouncing.
But not that far in. We're only like, 30 miles across the border, so.
What's the name of the town?
Barney.
Barney. That's a good name.
But my dad farms, so we're like out of town. Barney has all of probably 75 people in it.
Okay.
Oh, so it doesn't have like a basketball team. I was wondering what the mascot's name would be for Barney.
No, actually, there's no school in Barney. We had to go to school in Winemere, and we were the Warriors. But I think they changed that now.
B-A-R-N-E-Y?
Yep.
Excellent. Do you know the history behind that? Is there a famous Barney somewhere?
A farmer, perhaps?
I have no clue.
Do you ever go back to Barney?
Oh, yeah. My parents still farm, and we go back for holidays and fun trips.
So you're a farm girl. Did you have to get up and do chores, or did you get off easy?
I got off pretty easy. My dad just does crops, so there's no, like, animal chores to do, and he has some employees, so I didn't do much. I did, like, you know, yard work and gardening and that sort of thing.
What kind of real farm work. What kind of crops does he grow?
Corn and soybeans mainly. He used to do others, but that's kind of what it's been the last few years.
But you said just crops. What does that mean? I mean, when you're a crop farmer, is he up at 5 in the morning and doing the crops, or there's certain times you have to do stuff and certain times you don't do stuff?
Well, the spring is really busy planting and preparing the field prior to the planting. But I would say mid-summer, you know, mid to late summer, July, August is not very busy unless you have small grains and then you're harvesting in August. But so he doesn't harvest till September, October, and then he's really busy probably working, I don't know, 16-hour days and up in the night checking the grain or corn dryers and those sorts of things. So it's pretty sporadic, I guess.
Do you have a water irrigation system with one of those great big wheels that goes around and stuff?
No, we don't really need it there. The soil holds moisture really well, and the rain supply is adequate. So it's not like, you know, Fergus Falls area, that people there use a lot of irrigation, but we're far enough west that the soil is much better.
We're talking with Jessa Hastings. She and her husband Chris are from Brainerd and members of KEXC. Do you like living in Brainerd?
I do. Yeah, I like it very much. I mean, North Dakota, where I grew up, is like really flat and windy and treeless, and I'm really enjoying being surrounded by the white pines and the other trees. So, yeah, I like it a lot.
So you talked about hearing another fundraiser at the same time. So what was that? What made you become a member of KXC, or what else? Yeah.
Well, we listen off and on. I typically listen to the news in the morning on my way to and from work, but we listen to KXC. I really like the World Cafe. So I'm in my car at Fairmont doing some home care, and so I hit that up every once in a while. And I just like the service, use the service, and wanted to pay for it.
Yeah, boy, that's all you have to say right there. Good good job, Jessa. Jessa, what does Chris do?
Chris is a financial advisor.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been mostly occupied. We bought a new house, so he's been working there a lot. He works for himself in the financial business, so he's got some flexibility with his schedule. So he's been doing housework lately. But.
So this is kind of a fixer-upper? Or?
Yeah, I would say so. It's an old, probably 1915 home in North Brainerd, and it needed new electrical, plumbing, insulation, that sort of thing, and we're kind of doing more of the final cosmetic touches now, and hopefully moving in this weekend. That's the plan.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's big plan for the weekend. God.
It is.
Do you have any pets or anything?
No, I have allergies to pets.
Oh.
I can't have anything, but maybe a fish or a snake one day. We'll see.
What are your kids' names?
Lance and Audrey.
Audrey. All right. 4 and 2. Man, pretty soon they'll be 16 and... You know what I mean?
They'll go. Oh, I hope not. I'm scared of the teenage years.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, Jessa, we can't thank you enough for being a member of KEXE. Have a great rest of your drive and for being on What's for Breakfast this morning.
Now, you get a little package sent to you from Homestead Mills. You either get wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal. Now, would you like me to tell you what's in the country blend cereal?
Sure.
Cracked wheat, cracked rye, cracked wild rice, and whole flaxseed.
Let's try that.
That's what I thought.
Nice.
I knew it.
Not many people go for that. We appreciate that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I bet Chris would really like it, too.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much. It was fun talking with you.
Yeah, I had a blast. Thanks a lot. Right,
you're welcome. Bye-bye. That's What's for Breakfast. You hear it every Friday morning on KEXE.